This is Roger Pipe from RogerViews.com. The following is an interview with Digital Playground star Jesse Jane, done on the floor of the Adult Entertainment Expo 2008. I start this one off. Savannah Schweitzer, our resident toy reviewer, finishes it up. She is making her interview debut here, so you'll get to hear her first interview. I hope you like it. Feedback is always welcome. Rog at RogerViews.com. Thank you.
Okay. As always, we have to start with the sound bite.
Okay.
How many?
Well,
you owe me.
What, three or four now?
This is four now.
Another CL4.
Okay. Come on, I need a ringtone. Give me something.
Yeah, I'm going to suck your fucking cock, Rod. I'm going to take you in the back until you gag me with your big, massive cock and blow your load in my mouth till I choke on it and spit it up drooling down my chin.
That's it. We're done. In case you don't know, this is Jesse Jane with the lovely, lovely introduction.
Thank you.
First day, kind of quiet, but okay. It looks like it's going to get a little crazier on here.
Well, you know what? It's a press day, so no fans are in here yet, and it's still pretty crazy. It's a relaxing day, even though there's a lot still to do. It's busy, but it's fun. I like it. Every day it builds up to more and more until finally when it's over, you're like, oh, take a breather.
Why don't we go over a few highlights from 07?
Okay.
What did you do in 07?
You know what? I was feature dancing. I did Playboy's Naughty Amateur Home Videos. I shot a couple movies, obviously with Robbie. We did, you know, I have one coming out, Fuck Fantasy. Jesse Jane's Lust. You know, I shot a few movies and really kind of just traveled. I went to Germany, went to a lot of award shows, Australia, went to Denmark. I went to Sweden this year. We went to a lot of new places. And you know what? It's just been nonstop. Like, it really has. You're just kind of like, whoa, we're at January already? Where the hell did that year go?
Where have the last 4 years gone?
God, I know. Jesus, I can't believe it. This is my fifth AVN now. That's crazy.
That is crazy. You also did Babysitters, which is a big hit.
Babysitters was awesome. Hot. Because, you know what? We do a lot of vignettes where you don't really talk. And I like to talk. And I know everybody likes to hear and talk. You know, they're kind of like, hey, give me something new. So Babysitters was fun. We had all of our contract girls do it. Then we added some hot fucking chicks like Gina Lynn and stuff. And it was just a fun movie. Hi, I'm your babysitter.
Were you ever a babysitter?
I was a babysitter.
Were you ever naughty?
Huh? I wasn't because, you know, I was like 11. I wasn't naughty then.
Did you ever find anything embarrassing in the house? Did you go through the houses?
I never did. I just always had my, like, boyfriends come over, you know, and all we did is make out and go up the shirt, woo, you know, and then I used their phone a lot when they said not to. That's as bad as I got.
Now, having seen that movie, if you ever have kids, are you going to hire a hot babysitter?
No. No. You know what? My son already has games, and so we're a little worried about him, and, I mean, it's good. I mean, go him. He's going to be a stud. But I'm like, oh, you just wait. Wait until you're at least 18, 21. The older, the better.
All right. We got two new contract girls this year. Stoya.
Uh-huh.
And Adriana Lynn.
Right.
And you sort of worked with both of them, right, on the little cheerleader orgy?
You know what? We just did a movie. It was cheerleaders. And we had, like, nine girls in a locker room with the cheerleader outfits ripping it off. Throwing each other against the lockers on the benches. Like, we broke them in, right? Like, it was fun. But if you notice this year, Raj, I'm the only blonde contract girl now. I am overpowered by brunettes, and I just noticed that today. I was like, oh my God, what's going on?
It's a brunette world, and you're just living in it.
I know. Everybody's going brunette now. Oh, well.
That's all right.
I stand out
you're
more.
Still pretty, right? So, you got to work a little with both of them. If you had to pick one, if they called you and said, we're shooting a scene tomorrow, you pick Stoya or Adriana.
God, well, they're both beautiful. I'm going to say Adriana because she's going to be a little rough and tough like I am. And I think even when I did my scene with Stoya and cheerleaders, I might have scared her because I'm so rough. I'm overpowering.
Stoya said she likes to hurt people.
You know what? I think I scared her, though, in that cheerleaders movie. I ain't going to lie about that one. But I like them both. You know what I mean? They're both gorgeous. They both have a different look. So there's something about each of them that make them hot. Like, Stoya has these long legs that are fucking go up to my throat. That's hot. You know what I mean? She looks like more of like a model instead of a porn star. Then Adriana's this cute little big tits, nice ass, badass chick that
tattoos.
Cats that I love, like, love it.
Alright, coming up this year,
yes.
Obviously, you get to reprise your role in Pirates 2.
I'm very excited about this because it's been a little over 2 years and everybody's been dying. Where is it at? Where's Pirates 2? I know it's coming. And people are starting to get angry now, so I'm tired of telling them, I don't know. And so, and we even got the name for it, Signetti's Revenge. I'm very excited, I'm ready to be it, and there's going to be, you're going to see a surprising twist, and I'm not allowed to reveal it, but my character is going to be fucking a badass.
So you're back, we're guessing Evan's back,
I'm back, and obviously it says Signetti's Revenge, so
Tommy's back,
and everybody thought he died at the end. Well, you know what?
Probably
he didn't.
Safe to say Janina won't be back.
Yes, she will.
Oh, there we go.
Let's just say, this is not the surprise I have, that her and I are going to have to top our scene.
That's going
to
be tough.
Which is going to be tough, but we're going to do it. Raj, you know, you can count on me.
I talked to Katsuni.
Uh-huh.
She said she plays a bad pirate.
Yes.
And the two of you have a scene in the movie.
We do, with Victor Signetti. You know?
Nice.
And it's going to be good, because you know I'm the pirate hunter. So you can only imagine what that's going to... That's kind of giving you a story detail right there. So it's just... going to be more badass. We even had to get our bodies digitally scanned and our faces like doing different reactions. It's going to be bigger than next year. Everybody's like, how the hell are you going to top Pirates? Well, you know what? June and everybody, they've already got it topped and we haven't even started yet. We get the scripts this week.
Fun.
He has them here. I'm dying to know. But I already know the big twist, which I want to tell you so bad because it's so good.
Yeah, that's okay. If you need to run lines, come by the house, you know.
Yeah, you know, and if we need to practice scenes, retest my angles as a pirate hunter.
I can run around in a pirate hat.
Yeah.
And catch me.
Yeah, I mean, it'll be, you know, rolling. Research.
Yeah. You got to know how to, you know, be Tommy Gunn. It's virtually, we're almost twins.
You're twins, dude.
Except he has the smaller dick. So.
Yeah, he does have the smaller one.
So.
You got him beat there, so... No, don't make him sad.
I try not to.
Okay.
He has better hair, so, you know.
He does have better hair.
It's a trade-off.
He does the fake eye thing really well.
He does. He's a much better pirate than I am.
See?
All right, you have a website we should talk about.
Yes, jessiejane.com. I try to update everything every day. I do a daily diary, and on my daily diary, I put either a picture or a mini video clip to let you know what I'm doing that day, because a lot of people are like, If you don't go and actually look in my daily diary, they're like, you don't do little videos and stuff. I'm like, actually, I put a picture or daily diary on every day on my thing, so it's more personal and you can talk and it's not just pictures that you see the whole time until the next week where you update it with a new video, new pictures. So, I've been really busy with that. I'm getting some new stuff done to it. And actually, this year, I'm going to do interactive where I do a live show every month now. Because I want to get more people in. I want it more personable, more fun for the people, you know. Because I think it'd be good if I did the live feed, you know, a web show once a month with my fans. So I'm going to start doing that this year.
Will you be reading Shakespeare to the fans?
I'm going to read Shakespeare. Romeo, Romeo. Wherefore art thou, Romeo? He is in my pants.
Is that what you're calling the toy these days?
Yeah, Romeo.
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 All right, so we should check out jessiejane.com.
Yes, and definitely this year be ready for the live shows, because I've never done that before.
We're looking forward to Pirates 2 and obviously Babysitters.
Yeah.
And a couple others. Jesse Jane's Scream was kind of fun.
You know what? That's the number one in the country. I couldn't believe that. I just found out. I was like, yay, that was so cool. You know, people like horror. You know what I mean? And no, we hadn't done that yet. And so Robbie D started the Scream series, and it's going good because people kind of like the little horror films. They like it.
Yep. All right, well, I'm going to hand this over now to Savannah.
Okay.
She's going to ask you some questions.
All right.
Get in closer. And I'm just going to watch the two of you together because
you
that's
like that.
What I do.
You like the blonde brunette thing.
Like she's nervous. She's dropping things.
You totally cursed me. He paid for the computer, so I'm not worried about it. You can get someone to clean that up, right?
I'll clean it up while you do the thing. Right. You worked for the computer.
This is infinitely more important. Sorry.
It's okay.
But, I mean, really, who can blame me for being nervous? You're one of the most beautiful women in porn.
Aw, thank you.
You're welcome. So, long as we're talking about blonde on brunette action, do you think it's true? Do blondes have more fun?
I do. I know, I sure do. You know what? Because we're more bubbly and out there. A brunette takes themselves more seriously. Don't get me wrong, there's some little firecrackers that I love. You know, but they try to be more serious. And blondes, we don't care. We're like, oh, whatever, let's have fun. I don't care what you think.
So. Right. Blondes come up with interactive websites, right?
Exactly.
Well, as long as you're doing an interactive website, let me tell you a little bit about myself.
Okay.
I'm actually a toy reviewer. That's how I know Raj.
Oh.
And as it turns out, I'm in dire need of a new toy partner. How about a little video feed of that on your interactive site?
Totally.
I think it'd be hot.
It would be hot.
You could touch a whole new Midwestern fan base because I'm from a little town in Kansas.
Where?
I grew up in a place called Overland Park.
I lived in Rose Hill, Kansas.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Wow.
I know where Overland Park is.
Yeah. Well, I specifically live in Lenexa, so it's never been annexed.
Yeah.
Well, I shouldn't be admitting where I live.
It's all good.
Well, I don't think I have to worry about any crazy, like, toy reviewer porn stalkers or anything.
No.
So it should be okay.
Maybe.
Oh. Well, I don't know. If I heard of someone doing an interactive scene with you, I might not be able to control myself. So you've got the interactive thing coming up. That's kind of exciting.
Yes.
And we're going to do a scene together, so that's exciting.
That's going to be fun.
Yeah, it'll be a good time.
It's your breakout role.
It will be my breakout role. Actually, who knows? I 23 is not too late to get into the biz, right?
Dude, I didn't start until I was 23.
Really?
I was at the very end of 22. I was like almost 23 when I got in.
Okay. All right. Well, see, there you go. I've got options. But, you know.
We're more experienced, older. If we waited to get in, see?
Oh.
We're the smarter ones.
Right, we don't have to play the dumb virgin card.
Yeah, like, I don't get it. No,
we get to say things like, I want to hold your big cock.
I want to hold your big fucking cock in my hands and just shove it in my throat because I'm so bored. I want to suck your massive cock until I choke on it.
Okay, do you want to practice these lines later tonight? My hotel room is 2062. Okay, so, you know, let's go ahead and get the flattery out of the way. As I said, you're one of the most beautiful women in porn.
Thank you.
A lot of performers identify you as the one that they want to work with the most.
Oh,
let's
cool.
pretend that you get to cast your movie. You get to cast the writer, you get to decide the story, you get to decide the leads and the features, the supporting everything.
Okay.
Who would it be? Who would be doing what?
You know what? That's hard because there are so many awesome people that are performers in this business. So I would have to do a scene where I love Robbie D or Celeste. So Robbie D comes and shoots it for me. You know, I do a scene with Janine. I do a gangbang with all my digital girls. You know, the brunette attack the blonde and the blonde wins because I will win. I don't care how many. And then, like, Evan Stone's always good. And, you know, Charles Darrow, Johnny Sin. I'm going to do my first two boys on girl. I haven't done two boys on girl yet. Have two hot guys just freaking try to take control of me. One shoving their cock in my pussy and the other one shoves it in my mouth.
I don't think anyone can control you.
No. Not gonna happen. People try, but you know, I'm little, but I have some power, okay? I do. I might have weak arms, but my legs, I can lock a big guy in my legs. I can lock you down, and I like it. So, you know what? I want a lot of people, so I can't make up my mind. It's just a lot of people.
Do you have a favorite performer?
No. That's hard. I have so many. I work with the same people over and over again because they're so good. You know, rarely do I add somebody new. You know, I've tried some people out. But, you know, I love Evan. I love Scott. I love Tommy. You know, I can't compare them because I work with them all the time. But they're equally as good. And something about them is different when they fuck me. Like, Evan and I are so fucking crazy. And get in these odd positions that you almost can't get the camera angle there. And that's what's fun. And Tommy's a strong performer. That's just fun. Scott and I always just have this natural flirtatious working thing together. And I love any girl, you know, as long as they like girls. I don't like the girls who don't like girls. You know, that fake it for the film because I can't get into it because I feel like I'm raping them or something. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So, that's a lot of me. I could never narrow it down to one.
So if you had words of wisdom to give to say, I don't know, let's just pretend a 23-year-old Midwesterner who really likes girls but could always stand for some improvement in the lesbian arena, what
right.
would you say?
You know what?
Would you be willing to teach?
I can teach a class. I can teach you. I know it's you. Don't lie. No, you know what? You gotta be into a girl. You can't fake it. And you gotta appreciate the girl. Like, with a girl, go soft at first. It's fun to do soft. kissing and touching, you know, like the whole foreplay. But you know what? A girl doesn't like to just be, you know, soft handled, you know? You gotta, you know, sit there and pull her hair and slap her back too. A girl could be rough with another girl and the girl's gonna kind of like it. You know, shove your fingers in there, bend her over, almost like you're doing her doggy style, but use a strap on her fingers. You know, go crazy with a girl. Be gentle, but mix it up. Be rough, be crazy, be overpowering like you're like a guy, but you're a girl.
Do you think that holds a lot of women back who experiment with women and are...
I know a lot of women are afraid because either they're you know, they've never been with a girl or they don't know what to do with a girl. They're still curious and learning. Or they're afraid to be rough with a girl because it's a girl and not me. That's why some girls at first are afraid to work with me because I'm going to take you. Then everybody that works with me, they're like, oh, I love you, you're so great. Because a lot of girls that do girl-on-girl scenes, girls are so easy with each other. Nobody takes the lead. And so it's kind of slow and boring. Not me. You better forget about it. You better watch out because our side will not do a boring girl-girl scene. So you just got to take the lead.
Is that where you get to kind of unleash your creative side as girl-girl?
Yeah, you know what? It's so weird. When I go in a scene, I'm horny. Like, I really am into the scene. I just go. I don't know what I'm going to do. I'm into the moment. I don't look at the camera. She'll never catch me looking at a camera. I'm like, and a camera won't tell me what to do. You find what I'm doing. You find your angle. Because that's why I make a good scene. I'm really doing the scene. I'm into it. I'm not faking it. I'm not sitting there for you, like, the cameras. I'm doing it for myself. For a good scene. And that's...
How do you feel about some people who kind of look at you as the new Janine?
Huh? I think that's awesome. I love Janine. I think that's an honor. You know, I work really hard. I really love what I'm doing, and I'm not going anywhere. And that's one of the girls I looked up to, and her career was so amazing. And she's actually amazing all around. I think that's an honor. That's so fucking cool.
Woohoo! Okay, so you've got your new website up. You've got Pirates 2. Got whatever you're willing to do to me all night long.
Yeah.
What do you still want to accomplish with the time you've left in porn, which is probably very long? You've got all the right attributes for a very long, successful career. What would you like to see happen?
I'm going to eventually start directing my own movies. I'm going to perform a little bit longer. You know, I'm still young, and I'm not looking worn out, so I'm going to still do it because I still have fun doing it. But I'm going to make my own things. I want to create my own movies to act out my own fantasies, and eventually I'm going to write a book, you know, because I've had a lot of people approach me, and I want to be a comic book. I want to be a character. So hopefully that'll happen. You know, I've had some people approach. I think it might actually happen. So I think it'd be cool to be a fake, fictitious comic book hero something.
So a line of Jesse Jane comics?
That would be cool, huh?
That would be cool.
Like Jesse Jane, save the world. I don't know. Like come up something that's creative. I think it would be fun. Because on Entourage, they did me as the Pussy Patrol, and they drew me up as a cartoon, and it was fucking cute. I was like, oh, that's so awesome.
Oh, let's be honest. We girls just want to wear the costumes out and have a reason if you're a superhero or a comic book person.
Then I get to wear it. I could go to Comic-Con in my own little da-da-da-da.
You just show up like yourself. Who are you supposed to be? I'm Jessie Jane.
Yes.
Oh, that's fantastic. Okay, what advice do you have for anyone who might want to get into the business?
My advice is to not be 18, because you need to grow up a little bit, because a lot of people think they can hide it, even if you don't have a big name. You can't. Somebody's going to see it. You're going to find out. And if you are not comfortable with somebody finding out and it's going to ruin your life, don't get into it. That's the problem. They think they can do it. They're doing it for money to get into it. If you want to get into it and you really don't care if people know, fucking do it the right way. Know that you don't have to do anything you don't want to do. Hold yourself in high respect and market yourself. I mean, you do radio. You do every radio possible. You do any internet interview, magazine interview. Promote yourself. Otherwise, you're not going to get anywhere if you want to be a star and love what you're doing. Because if you don't, you can tell when somebody really doesn't like what they're doing, and you are going to fail in this business. That's why you don't see a lot of big name girls in this business, and it's years later because nobody wants to work for it.
Everyone just wants to lay on their back and let it happen.
Well, that and for the money. They don't. Some of the girls don't even really want to be it. Or somebody thinks that they're just a pretty girl that it should just come to them. And there's lots of pretty girls in this business. You need to do something to stand out.
What do you think you do to stand out?
You know what? I work my ass off. I am on my fan site, my MySpace. I have my two Playboy shows. I just on my internet. I interact with my fans, and I think it's because I'm such a little girl. Like, and everybody thinks I'm some sweet, innocent little girl from the country, and then I'm so crazy in bed. I'm like this overpowered sex fiend. And I'm personable. Like, I don't care to be a dork. I'll act like myself. I make people laugh. I think it's just because I kind of have a personality and I'm approachable. I'm not a bitch. Like, some of the girls are a bitch. I'm sorry. I'm going to say it. They are bitchy. You know? And I have an attitude of, hey, I love what I'm doing. I'm here. And I think that's what people like.
That's very cool. Well, I don't know. The only other thing I know he's going to want us to do is make out. So, and we can't do that on a podcast. So. I think we've... I'm not sure if we should go ahead and end it or not. He's not giving me the hand signal. I have no idea. Okay, well...
You're going
to
make out?
Hi, how are you?
We'll just we'll pretend like we did for the sake of the fans.
We just put it on the tape, so... All right, are we done? How'd she do?
Great, she's good. She's very good.
Did she ask some good questions?
She asked some good questions. I think it was a little nervous in the beginning, but then she eased into it, and she did fantastic.
Did she probe you deeply?
She did. Her fingers were down my pants the whole time. Y'all just didn't know that
hand
sound was my pussy's being.
Those were actually my fingers, but it's okay. Actually, it wasn't my finger, but... All right, I think we're good. Thank you very much for breaking in our young virgin.
No problem.